Yo, what's shmagging them, yeah, hoop fans, basketball fans, the 2K community, Hall of Fame fam, Hall of Fame alums, you know the voice, man. It's the man, the myth, the legend, and the maker, L. Scott Fitzgerald, the young demigod is in the building. It's get it, nigga, we back lit. Welcome to the vibe. If it's your first, second, third time listening, I appreciate you. If you haven't already, smack yourself first, then smash the like button, turn that favorite star, go join the fam. The Hall of Fame alums, subscribe and follow the official HOF Press Badge handle on Twitter and the Hardwood Amino. Shout outs to the boys. We're on every platform that you can hear a podcast on. And make sure that you check out L. Scott Fitzgerald on YouTube, man. We are simulcasting on YouTube, Spotify, Apple, Google, our heart, everywhere, man. Everywhere that you can hear a podcast, man. We are not on ESPN Podcast yet, or the Ringer Network, or the Herd Podcast Network yet, but look, we don't get this soon enough, so let's talk, though. Welcome to the Barber Shop. You know the vibes, bro. Come on in, close the door, pull up a seat. My Twitter is at JSLScott. Join the conversation, follow the hashtag HOF Alumni, Hall of Fame Alums, Hall of Fame Fam. Let's get into it, though, bro. How are you doing today, loved ones? How are you doing today, loved ones? I am all right. I have something special to talk about because I feel the pain. I'll just go there. I feel the pain, but I don't feel the pain. It's a hangover. It's like I feel for you. It's like, yeah, I know what that's like. I've been through it. You know what I'm saying? But I don't feel it in the moment. I don't feel how bad you feel right now in the moment. So what are we going to talk about, man? Straight off the dribble, man. Let's get into a Justin Fitz reaction to Stephen A. Smith today. Stephen A. Smith show on July the 1st. It's a really, really good show. I really like the breakdown that he did today. Most of his show was about the Knicks, and I appreciate that. I really do. Shows his durability and his fortitude, for lack of another word, at this moment to withstand what he's had to endure these past couple of days. You feel me? Honestly, I'm a Knicks fan as well. No, I'm not a Knicks fan to the extent of Mr. Stephen A. Smith. Stephen A. Smith with a PH. From Hollis, Queens, born in the Bronx. That is a New York fan. Screaming over the airwaves every single day. Screaming on TV on First Take. On The Jump, on Get Up. He's everywhere that you can think of during the playoffs. He's everywhere that you can think of during the offseason. And dealing with other sports, walking around with a big ass sombrero. Shout outs to the hats that he be trying to rock, trying to make fun of Dallas Cowboy fans, but neither here nor there because I don't talk about football. Look, stop being dirty, man. It's guaranteed as a Knicks fan, you are guaranteed to be let down on a continued basis. Now, what I'm going to say here, going to sting. It's gonna hurt. But this is a Justin Fitz reaction to Stephen A. Smith, his show, his feelings. I all watched it. This is just my personal opinion. My account after, witnessing this. Check me out, man. Isaiah Thomas ran the New York Knicks. Before Isaiah Thomas got there, the team was bad. This is after the John Starks. This is after the, 99, they had a chance. They went all the way to the damn finals. So, look at this. Isaiah Thomas, when he got there, I thought that you know, things are going to change. But there were some things up top that I didn't know about. Let's just say that I was a youngin' and I didn't understand. So, honestly, it is a repetitive trend. A very negative trend. And it somewhat mirrors what the Bulls have been going through. Let's take a step back. The Knicks, when they got Isaiah Thomas, I thought that the franchise was going to change. And they took all of the Bulls players. They went over and got Tyson Chandler and Eddie Curry and those bigger guys. And then they got the 7th pick and they go and get Raymond Felton or, you know, the Knicks go ahead with the 7th pick and they get Jordan Hill. Before Carmelo wanted to go there, I didn't understand why he wanted to go there. I will emphatically continue to repeat this over and over on Hall of Fame Press Badge Show right here with your boy L. Scott Fitzgerald. Man, you know the game. I honestly remember those times and just thought that Carmelo should just take his talents to Brooklyn. New, brand new situation. Go ahead, new organization. The Barclays is like crazy nice at that time. Like, it's brand new. Everything is spectacular, state of the art, whatever, you know what I'm saying? And he didn't do it for the coaching, you feel me? He took his talents to the Garden, and we already know the vibes of what happened. The whole team was depleted of talent to get him over there at the money that he wanted over there. He wanted to be the man. And in that, he got injured a couple times. So did Amari Stoudemire and, you know, whatever. But right before then, you know, they had this bunch of guys. Eddie Curry, Tyson Chandler, Raymond Felton. Can't remember the other squad. But that squad was the Charles Oakley, John Starks, Patrick Ewing type of rebuild. Yeah, we rebuild it. Here we are. We're there again. I remember Michael Rappaport saying things like, yeah, we're good. We got it back. We're good. It's New York fans, man. I understand. Knicks fans. You guys have been on pause for a long time. There has not been a press play in you guys' vision anytime in the past. What is it? Say they haven't won a championship since 1970, but I mean, they've been in the playoffs, they've been in contention, and they have done some things, but they've only, you know, won once since 1970. I mean, come on, they've only won once. So I mean, you guys aren't the Lakers. I know that stings a little bit, but this franchise is not the Lakers. The Knicks get the money. The Knicks got all of the media. They got all the attention. They got a great place to play basketball. But the basketball club itself, it's been a lot of pressure. It's been a lot of craziness, because back then, back when they did win, there was those back page tabloids with things that would get to people, because that's all that there was. There was no cell phones. There is no television that runs all night. So I'm up at 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. What am I going to watch? I'm going to watch me a Betamax or a VHS. Shout outs to the boys who know what the hell I'm talking about, but go watch one of those. I'm gonna watch one of those. Throw one of those tapes in or whatever. And we're gonna watch some highlights from Magic or, you know, We're going to watch a couple of things like that, but we're not going to watch Twitter. We're not going to watch the social media feeds. We're not going to worry about those things. We're not going to worry about those Wall Street noise that's, it's a lot louder than it used to be. So, as a Knicks fan, you guys have never been a just, you guys are not the Lakers. I'm sorry. The franchise has never been the Lakers. But at this moment, man, I'm not trying to violate. I come in peace. Salutes to the Knicks for doing exactly what Stephen A. Smith said. They are better than they were last year. Bobby Portis, there's your Eddie Curry. There's your Tyson Chandler. Shout outs to Stephen A. Smith, man. That's Stephen A. Smith with a PH. Just a fist reaction to the show on today, July 1st. He says they going, ain't nobody going right. They might as well be called the progressives, because ain't nobody going right. They fantasized about Zion and they got who? They fantasized and wanted Zion so long. They wanted him so bad and they got who? Think of who he was compared to all season. I don't know, man. I don't know if I'm supposed to laugh at this or feel pity or what it is. What emotion am I supposed to really show? One thing I can say is David Fizdale has to aim high. And keep his inspirational quotes in his back pocket and keep reaching for the stars. You know what I'm saying? Because Stephen A. Smith, shout outs to Stephen A. Smith. And this is a Just a Fist reaction to Stephen A. Smith show today. God bless the man. It is... I don't want to kick the man while he's down, but they're better than they were yesterday. They're better than they were a little while ago. I'll say a year or two ago. They're better today. I'll say Elfrid Payton. You don't like Frank Ntilikina. I don't think you're going to like Elfrid Payton. Stephen A. Smith, I don't think you're going to like Elfrid Payton. Man, they just took all of the Pelicans players and just said, we're going to throw them over here, and then they're taking Chicago again. They like to trade with Chicago, I see. I like to get players that used to play in Chicago. You got Derrick Rose, Joakim Noah from the Bulls, and then saw how that experiment went. And then you went, and now you're doing Elfrid Payton to get the ball out to the progressives, RJ Barrett, and Julius Randle, and then swing the ball out to another Chicago boy, Bobby Portis, a guy that came from the Bulls. The struggle is real. The situation is not as bleak as it was, I'll say, 2 years ago. But it's right back there to the crest of New York basketball. It's right there at the height of New York basketball at this point. Like, only thing they have to do is wait it out a couple more years and Boom. There you go. You're going to be at you 2 years from now. They're going to be looking at the summer of 2021. They'll be looking in the summertime of summertime. This is crazy. That's a long time from now. I can't even get it out. Woo. Knicks fans, y'all some soldiers. Word up. Honestly, you know my feelings, my opinion. Check me out. My opinion on this right here that Stephen A. Smith went at today. You know the vibes. You know the energy. You know how I feel about it. That it was, what is the point in trading Porzingis? If you're going after Kevin Durant, which is what y'all been saying since before the trade, was to say, I want Kevin Durant. And then you go and trade Porzingis. He said it really nice and eloquently. Shout out to Stephen A. Smith. He said, you go and trade. He said he gave him the nickname. Kevin Durant gave the nickname the Unicorn to Kristaps Porzingis. And then you go and trade them. Let's look at this. Let's see. You got DJ DeAndre Jordan with the Knicks. You got Royal Ivy, his best friend, with the Knicks. You got the training staff, something about the medical staff. You got his agent. You got a couple of more people standing in line saying, we're here for you. We're ready for you. We're your friends. We holding you down right here in New York. We waiting on you. As soon as you get done with Golden State, let's finish out this year. Forget it. It's game four. Don't worry about it. Just don't play in game five. Come on, KD. You got those guys out there in New York, in the Knicks organization, already waiting on you. And instead of going there, you remembered that Kristaps Porzingis was traded from that team. I remember that situation. I remember it. Stephen A. Smith shed a little light on it. He shed some positive, negative light on that situation. I mean, and it's just, it was a bad deal. Simple. It was a bad decision. Simple. Max Kellerman had been saying it on First Take to Stephen A. Smith, dead in his face, over and over, saying it. And Stephen A. Smith, only thing that he could say behind it every time was he ran out of that organization because of his own reasonings, and he was trying to throw a little sugar on top of the pile of you-know-what. And saying to Max Kellerman, hey, I'm Stephen A. Smith, and what I say goes, and I'm telling you, you're wrong, but the Knicks organization is not as bad as you think it is. And Max Kellerman is saying, this is exactly what the Knicks do. He was laughing over and over and over and over, saying, do you really think that the Knicks are going to get Kevin Durant? I remember him saying that over and over. I'm sorry, Stephen A. Smith. This is not to kick you while you're down. I am a Knicks fan, but this is exactly what Max Kellerman said. This is what the Knicks do. They are right here at the crest of something, of the next thing to push them over the edge, and then a rebuild happens. Let's remember Jason Kidd. Let's remember being... Do you remember that team going 10-0? Do you remember the Knicks being the only undefeated team in 2013, I believe that was? They came out swinging. man, the old folks squad. I remember that. The senior citizens. I remember naming that team, the senior citizens. Yes, I vividly remember naming the New York Knicks the senior citizens because they had Jason Kidd on their team. They had Melo Anthony. They had Prigioni, who was 36 or something like that at the time. Who else did they have old on the team? They had, I can't even remember right now. I'm drawing a blank, but I just remember Jason Kidd was leading that team, and Carmelo had never had that. I'll never forget that. I don't know if they had Chauncey Billups at that time. They might have had Chauncey Billups at that time. Or he had retired, like, right before. I can't remember for the life of me right now who the heck was on that team. But I remember the senior citizens started off that season on fire. 10-0. Only undefeated team. That's what they do. They're on their way to that crest, that ceiling right there. And then everything's going to spill over. I remember that playoffs. That playoff series. I thought they was going to make some noise. Enough of that. The Knicks blew it with the Porzingis, which is what they always do. They just... Normal, run-of-the-mill New York stuff. New York Knicks stuff. I'm sorry. Because let me stop being dirty and put some light on the New York Nets, man. The New York Nets. Yes, the Brooklyn Nets. Ever since they've turned their franchise over from New Jersey over to Brooklyn, they've been going up almost every single year since they've had the franchise in Brooklyn. They've been going up. It's only been a couple of years, but every single year they've been going up. I want to go into my TWTNIH snippet right here. TWTNIH will be about the shape or the landscape of the NBA and what is on these 90s babies' minds. I'll talk more about that in the TWTNIH segment. But let's bring it back, man. You know the show, Hall of Fame Press Badge is the show. F. Scott Fitzgerald is the name. Basketball is the game. Just a Fitz reaction to Stephen A. Smith on July 1st. His show on the radio. I watched it on ESPN, and I want to choose my words wisely because I am a Knicks fan. But the Knicks do this. This is what they do. Elfrid Payton, Moutier, Tim Hardaway Jr. twice. Bobby Portis now. Julius Randle going left. RJ Barrett just got drafted going left. Shout outs to the Progressives. They had Marvin Bagley. There you go. They got a trio of them. All three of them things. And it seems like, just to throw it out there, it seems as if, that's too much. I'm going to leave that alone. I'm not going to go there because I'm going to leave that for my TWTNA segment. You know the vibes, man. That's how I feel about Mr. Stephen A. Smith's show. today I really appreciated that. I needed that. I needed that energy to let me know basketball is doing something right now. It is this free agency has been one of the most electric free agencies that there has ever been. But I come in peace. I'm not trying to violate, bro. I'm not trying to have any fans coming to me triggered. But I'm going to just say it like this. The Knicks organization has never been the Lakers. It ain't that Ralph, though. It ain't no Ralph, though. They're a solid squad. You know what I'm saying? New York, the Mecca, the lights. But it's just levels, know what I mean? It is a difference. There is a difference. And there's a difference in being a Knicks fan because you're angry at the wall. It's like trading boys in the hood, man. But this is the hangover. Stephen A. Smith, from me to you, my heart bleeds for you. You got to do it for the culture. You got to get on TV, you got to get on the radio with a brave face and say the things that you say and then feel how you feel afterwards, because your team, the Knicks, have left you out to dry again. Well, you're punching and swinging like Trey. You in the house punching like Trey. Mad that your Knicks did it again. Your Knicks have done it again. It's levels to this, man. This is the hangover. Yes, I've had one too. I've had a hangover too, Stephen A. Smith. I've had a hangover too, but I don't experience your hangover right now today. But what I have to let you know is that today, the Knicks are better than they were last year. 18 games, I don't think that's the ceiling. 25 looks like a ceiling. 27 looks like a ceiling. Oh, but the floor is there. Stephen A. Smith Show. Today, July 1st. Just a Fitz reaction. I'm out this thing, man. That's it, man. Are you dumb? You don't fuck with the Hall of Fame Press Badge Show, then you must be drunk. That's it. Thank you for listening to the podcast. Hit me up on Twitter at JustLScott. Join the conversation at JustLScott on Twitter, man. Join the conversation, man. Hit me up on Twitter on the R with Amino app and follow the trends, HOF alum, HOF fam. And I am on Twitter at HOF Press Badge. That is where all of the podcasts come out. And log on to HOFPressBadge.com for the exclusive blog content. If you're feeling the vibe and enjoying the ride, then I'm on my road to 99. Then like, comment, review, subscribe. Turn that favorite star gold. And join the Hall of Fame fam, man. Continue to inspire me to inspire you. Just a Fitz reaction to the Stephen A. Smith Show. It was 2 hours long. He said a lot of different things. Shout outs to Dame Lillard for getting that money. I had to also throw that in. He is getting $50 million a year. Once again, $50 million a year. So shout outs to him. Can't live a good today if you keep on killing your tomorrows, man. We're not on ESPN Radio, Fox Sports Radio, Disney Airways, the Ringer Network, or none of that good stuff yet, but we will be there soon enough. Once again, continue to inspire me to inspire you. Ball this life. Let's grind. As you flee the scene and shake the spot, close the door behind you on your way out. The shop is closed. This fits. And like that, we gone. We'll be right back.
explain what is there.